感谢主席给我。
Thank you, Mr. President, for giving me the floor. At the outset, the Chinese delegation wishes to congratulate you on your nomination as President Designate of the 2021 Conference of CCW. I'm sorry, the President of AP2. The Chinese delegation will support your work and will provide you with unreserved cooperation. We are convinced that under your leadership, the meeting of the group of experts will be fruitful. The Chinese delegation wishes to take this opportunity to express to Ambassador of Philippines, the President of 2020, for her outstanding work. Mr. President, the amended Protocol 2 of CCW has provided a detailed proper provisions regarding the use, transfer, and clearing and destruction of all types of mines. It balances humanitarian concerns and defense needs of countries. And it has played a positive role in addressing humanitarian concerns caused by landmines. China is pleased to see continued progress in the implementation among countries and the deepening of international exchanges and assistance. The Chinese government attaches great importance to the implementation of the protocol and has been faithfully implemented its obligations under the protocol and has been submitting on time its annual reports. Over the past year, China has devoted a huge amount of human material resources to the effective implementation and has achieved positive results. The Chinese military has organized seminars on the implementation of the protocol and facilitated the exchanges of experience and technical sharing among the domestic implementation units. China has conducted research projects such as standards for training and operation of mine detecting dogs and environmental impact assessment of post-conflict demining methods. China has continued construction of technical labs for implementation so as to enhance on a continuous basis technical foundation for the implementation. China has increased research on demining equipment, such as mine detecting drones, unmanned remote demining, and laser destruction. These material technologies have been used for the implementation of the protocol. The Chinese military has organized training for 390 officers on AP2 implementation. The remote teaching system on AP2 implementation has been used within the military through provision of remote teaching services. Mr. President, China attaches great importance to international cooperation and assistance. China has been engaged actively in international demining assistance. Since 1988, the Chinese government has provided funds, equipment, training, and on-site guidance to over 40 Asian, African, and Latin American countries, including ASEAN and its members, as well as to intergovernmental international organizations, totaling over 100 million Chinese yuan in aid and over 1,000 demining specialists or technicians. In 2020, China provided to Cambodia and Laos 9.5 million Chinese yuan worth of mine detection and demining equipment and humanitarian materials. This year, China has donated $200,000 to ASEAN Mine Action Center and will provide to Cambodia and Laos humanitarian materials so as to help their capacity building on demining. Going forward, China will continue to be guided by humanitarian purposes and provide assistance within its means to mine-affected countries and victims. As to IED, the Chinese delegation will make a detailed presentation according to the program of work. Thank you, Mr. President.